Going on a road trip usually feels as if stepping into a world of endless possibilities. The open road ahead, the feeling of freedom and the excitement of adventure, these are some of the things that draw us to these journeys. However, sometimes things don't go as planned, and in very rare cases, completely unexplained and creepy things might happen.
You have a guy
on
the mountain up there that is watching you with binoculars. I would stay away from
him. I think someone's got something to do.
And this is when we're left scratching our heads, questioning absolutely everything we thought we knew about reality.
Come here! That is not a plane.
Look how scary that is. Whoa.
So much.
Oh, there's someone running?
No.
And today, we're going to be taking a look at the creepiest and most unexplained videos caught on camera during road trips.
I don't think it was a branch.
Are you guys ready? Well, let's go. On March 2024, Reddit user SmartAtmosphere430 was driving past Sulphur Springs in Texas on a very beautiful afternoon when all of a sudden he spotted a very bizarre object in the sky.
What the f***?
Now, Smart Atmosphere and his wife had been driving for quite a while, and he was on the passenger seat observing the clouds. This is when all of a sudden he spots this object that doesn't look like a drone, a plane, a balloon, nor anything else that he had ever seen. So he did what anyone would do, and he got his camera and immediately began to record. And this is what he saw.
What the
f***? They gave that job to
him. I think that's a balloon.
What appears to be a perfectly round object can be clearly seen hovering above Sulphur Springs in Texas. And whatever this thing is, it left Smart Atmosphere and his wife completely baffled. Now, being that they were on a highway, they couldn't stop the car to record a little bit more. But the footage that he had captured was already enough to become the center of attention just a couple of weeks ago on the Reddit community. While some believe that this is possibly a balloon, even though it doesn't look like one, others think that this might be the real deal. One internet user stabilized the video and zoomed in really well, and we can clearly see that this does not look like a regular balloon. Now, because the video is quite short, it becomes difficult to affirm if this is or isn't the real deal. What I do know, however, is that this isn't the first time an object like this is caught on camera. Something very similar was also seen in Medellin, Colombia, and also in the UK. Not only that, there were other people leaving comments saying that they had already seen something like this before, and they also believe that this might be the real deal. Strange, isn't it? But it doesn't stop there. Just a couple of months after, on July 2024, an internet profile by the name of Rex McCaskill was driving by Wimberley in Texas, and all of a sudden he spotted something really strange in the sky. Something that he wasn't used to seeing during his road trips. So he got his camera and immediately began to record one of the strangest sightings I've ever seen. Check this out.
That's so weird. What is that?
What the?
What in the world?
Did you see that? What appears to be some sort of spinning object can be clearly seen hovering above Wimberley in Texas, and whatever this thing is, it's definitely not a drone, nor a plane, nor a chopper. This has to be something else entirely. While some believe that it could be just a prism flip kite, and it actually looks as if it could, others think that it resembles the description of an angel according to certain scriptures. Now, being that this thing is flying and spinning at really high speed, I'd say that this is possibly not a prism flip kite. And to make things even stranger, a similar object was responsible for halting a football game during the NFL broadcast in Minnesota in 1979.
I want you to explain that to me, Dr. Spock.
I'm afraid to. This is sort of a Twilight Zone football game.
Now, I'm not exactly sure if both objects are the same. What I do know, however, is that flip kites like this one were possibly invented in the 1990s by a man named Mark Reed. So whatever it is that we're looking at, it could be something otherworldly. But if all of this weren't strange enough, it gets even stranger in this next video recorded by Ramirez501 while she was driving by Houston, Texas. It was a cloudy afternoon on May 2023 when all of a sudden she spots this bizarre thing in the sky, something that she couldn't quite explain. And this is what she saw. What at first looks like some sort of luminous object can be seen behind the clouds, and at first, I thought it could be the moon or maybe the sun. It's when she zooms in that it becomes quite clear that this thing is something else entirely. What appears to be some sort of portal, maybe a doorway or a hologram, can be clearly seen in the sky, and this left Ramirez and her husband completely baffled. To this day, no one has any idea to what this thing is, and to make things even more mysterious, this is the last video that Ramirez posted since last year. Some internet users suggest that this could actually be some sort of hologram, while others have absolutely no idea to what this is. Now, because it was a really cloudy day, it makes it really hard to identify what this thing is. It could be anything, really. But because it keeps shifting its form and shape, I'd say that this is definitely not a drone, nor a balloon, nor anything else I've ever seen before. So I'm gonna leave it up to you. What do you think this is? Could it be a portal, a hologram, or is it something else entirely? And have you ever seen anything strange and unexplainable while on a road trip? On January 2024, YouTuber Siaz was exploring the woods with a couple of friends of his when all of a sudden they came face to face with a very creepy situation. Now, YouTuber Siaz is usually exploring abandoned places with his friends in Belgium or in other places in Europe. In most of his videos, things end up very well. They sometimes bump into homeless people or strangers, but that's about it. However, on January 2024, things did not go as expected. It all started a couple of weeks prior, when they decided to go vlogging and camping in the woods, something a little bit different from what they were used to doing. In this particular case, things ended up well, and they had a very nice experience while camping and vlogging.
Thank you, Al.
So a couple of weeks after, they decided to go back, and this is when things take a very dark turn.
We zijn hier onderweg naar een verlaten camping, man. Een verlaten camping midden in het bos. Zie, we schijnt daar met zijn pillamp. We rijden hier gewoon. Kijk, dat is toch eng? Creepy. Pikken donker. En, oh, we gaan een plek zoeken om even te parkeren hier langs de baan.
While searching for the most abandoned place in the woods, they start hearing what sounds like a dog barking in the distance.
Dit is wel spannend, ja.
Wacht even.
Echt. Oh, man. Dit is.
was een nekkelaar of zo.
Nee.
Now taking into consideration that it's really late at night, and that this is the same campsite that they had spent the night a couple of weeks prior, they become a bit freaked out. But they must find a safe spot to camp, so they decide to take a quick look around, and this is what happens.
Ja, hoor die hond, ja. Hier is de ingang, de poort.
Ja, dat staat echt duidelijk privaat op.
Privaat, dit is een plaats van gebed. Gelieve onze ruimte respecteren, gebed. En daar staat op, pas op, waakhond. Ja, ik ben hier heel lang geleden geweest en stond hier vol met bungalows, met campings, met caravans, mobile homes, midden in het bos, allemaal verspreid, supervet. En ineens is hier een waakhond.
Ja, hier staat dat bordje met dat. Ja? Als jij nu hier zo inslagen... Zonder dat wegje zet je ook gewoon binnen.
Ja, dat is waar. Want dat is niet afgezet, hè. Als je verder parkeert en je wandelt hier binnen.
Waar zag je dat staan?
Die staat daar zo bij een hutje.
Met die houten dingen.
Maar dat is hier veranderd tot een gebeddingen. Want wat staat hier op? Dit is een gebedplaats.
Maar dat is gewoon tak gemaakt.
Ja, dat hebben ze hier gewoon zelf gemaakt. Kijk, dat is een hip... Maar dat is hier gewoon een zigeunerkamp of een hippie-camping of zo geworden.
Hallo?
Ja, ik hoor... Ja, hoort je het? Die deur, die wint niet. Ik hoor zo... Zeker?
Little by little, Sias and his friends began feeling as if they were not supposed to be there. And this is when they start hearing what sounds like voices coming from the woods.
Ik hoor van alles hier. Dit is zo f***ing... Water.
Hallo? Mogen wij hier binnenkomen?
Dit is zo creepy, maat. Dit is zo creepy.
At this point, Sias and his friends were too curious to go back, and even though it was very clear that someone didn't want them there, they went ahead. Needless to say, it didn't take long before they regretted the decision, and this is what they caught on camera. Check this out.
Dat is toch niet mijn auto of zo, hè? Hier, maat. Hier wordt letterlijk iemand gemarteld in dat bos. Er is heel veel...
Lamp aan of niet?
Hallo? 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 What the f***? Hey!
Now completely freaked out, Sias and his friends run as fast as they can from an angry woman that appears to be carrying an axe. After finding what they consider to be a safe spot, they call the police.
Goeie auto met witte letters. Oh, daar achterop.
Dit is een goeie auto.
Ja, iets verder, maar ik kan...
Shortly after, the police arrives and arrests the woman, and this is the moment where Sias and his friends notice that the woman keeps staring at them with this psychotic smile. They also notice that she had messed with their car and removed the license plates, most likely with some sort of sinister intention. Luckily for them, everything ended up okay, but this is the sort of situation you see in horror movies, and it doesn't always end up like this. So I want to know your thoughts. What do you think they should have done differently? And what would you have done in their place? Located in the state of Texas, right between the borders of Mexico and the US, is a city known as McAllen. Now, McAllen has a population of about 150,000 people, and it's popularly known for its proximity with Rio Grande River. It's also known as a good spot for bird watching and its cultural diversity. But besides all of this, there's also something very sinister about McAllen. And that would be the fact that there are countless stories of phantom hitchhikers that simply vanish into thin air, haunted churches, and mysterious creatures that lurk at night. And it was on June 2024 that an internet profile by the name of The Unknown RGV decided to go randonauting late at night in McAllen, Texas. Now, if you don't know Randonautica, it's an app that became very popular in 2020 for leading users to random locations based on quantum number generation. And in most cases, people who play around with this app will end up in the creepiest of situations, like coming face to face with the crime scene or a stranger lurking in the darkness.
Why do we just go to this quantum point and this person is...
In other words, you can imagine how creepy this app can be. And this eventually led people to stop playing with Randonautica until this year, when it became somewhat popular again. And it was on a hot summer night that the unknown RGV and his buddies came face to face with a very bizarre situation.
What is that? Why is someone running?
Upon arriving at a random location somewhere in County Road, they spot what looks like a person running in the dark.
I'm guessing maybe it's
not much.
The road area, maybe we'll see
them.
Oh,
what the?
Oh, there's someone running?
No.
At first, it seems as if there's not much going on, but slowly they start to realize that this person that's running in the dark may not actually be a person at all. This is what they caught on camera. Check this out.
Lori, am I on the floor?
What is that, though? What is that? Why is someone running?
No, lower it down, lower it down!
You're dumb as f***ing, Lori, if I f***ing
right now. You can stop! What the f***?
Dude, nah, f*** that, bro.
There's someone running!
Jeez, just
dude, that shit's too fast, though.
There was fast, right?
Yeah. Go, oh, go. It's right here, down! It's right here!
Did you see that? What at first looks like a normal person running in the dark turns out to be something else entirely. If we slow-mo and rewind the video a couple of times, you can clearly see its eyes seem to be glowing in the dark. Not only that, whatever this thing is, it seems to vanish completely into thin air, and it seems to be running too fast to be a regular human being. And the unknown RGV and his buddies also noticed this.
Dude, that's just too fast, bro.
It's fast, right?
Yeah.
After being posted, the video caught a lot of attention, and most internet users seem to agree that it's most likely not a regular person running in the dark. So it has to be something else, but what? A skinwalker? The rake? Or something else entirely? Strange, isn't it? But it gets even stranger the next day when the unknown RGV and his buddies return to the same place just to double check where exactly was it that this person was running, and this is what they saw.
Back at the place, the 3 mil video place right here. Weird ass person running or whatever the f*** it was, figure running and shit. The skinwalker, the illegal.
What is that? That better not be Mexico, bro, honestly. Ready or not? Let's go f*** it. It's Mexico.
Wherever it was running, what the fuck? Okay.
This is where it was running.
That's where it was running. Ain't no way, dog.
What?
This is where it was running the whole fucking path.
Nah, dude, there's no way.
After crossing a small river, they finally reached the same place where this thing was seen, and this is when they realized that this thing was running on loose sand. So I'm not exactly sure what it is that they saw that night. What I do know, however, is that in most videos where we get to see what's supposed to be a skinwalker or a rake, we get to see the same superhuman features such as glowing eyes in the dark, and usually pacing quicker than a human would.
The f*** is that? The f*** is that in the woods?
Let me turn this on. Oh, what the crap? Is that a guy? What the frick?
What the
f- what was that?
So I'm not exactly sure what's going on here, but I want to know your thoughts. What do you think that the unknown RGV caught on camera that night? Was it just a person running in the dark, or was it something else entirely? What's your take? Now, from all the places in the world to go on a road trip, I guessed the UK is considered as a safe one, particularly when compared to global safety standards. But even in safe countries like the UK, things can go really wrong, and I guess that this is exactly what happened with a YouTube channel by the name of Brandon Explores.
This is apparently where I'm supposed to be staying tonight, and I don't really feel safe staying here.
Now, Brandon's channel is mainly focused on vlog-type videos, where you'll see him driving around different cities and camping with his van. And in most of his videos, things end up really well, but there's one specific video where things did not go as expected.
I think someone's outside of that.
On February 2024, Brandon chose to go stealth camping with his van in a very small town called Jaywick. Now, Jaywick is a very small coastal city, approximately 70 miles away from Cambridge. It was once a holiday destination developed in the 1930s. It was a really beautiful place, but now it has become one of the most deprived areas in England due to a mix of historical, economic, and social factors.
Look at the rubbish. Well, this is apparently where I'm supposed to be staying tonight, and I don't really feel safe staying here.
And it was on a beautiful winter day that Brandon arrived in Jaywick, hoping to find a good spot for his stealth camping adventure with his van, and this is what happened.
I've just got a feeling that I'm going to be attracting a lot more attention when there's lights on inside the van, and you can hear me talking and the sound of stuff cooking in the back here, as opposed to when people are still mulling around. It just feels a little bit more safer now, while other people are still walking about and doing their business. I don't think anyone's even going to notice what I'm doing in the back here. I think we'll get dinner on the go, get a nice curry down us, and then hopefully by the time it's all cooked and plated up, the sun will start setting and I can start getting ready for bed. But at the moment, everything seems pretty calm in Jaywick.
After cooking a nice dinner, Brandon starts getting a strange feeling as if he's being watched. He gets that intense gut feeling that he should get the heck out of there, and this is what he does. So he drives to another spot for his stealth camping adventure, and this is what happens next.
It's 12 hours trying to find a spot. There's apparently a quiet little park up at the end here, maybe. This'll do me. It's absolutely dead quiet. Couldn't really see much when it's pitch black, but yeah, I'll see you in the morning. Right, whoever the f*** that was has now gone. I'm gonna get out of here. Oh my god.
Around 2 a.m. in the morning, Brandon is awakened by someone trying to violently open the door of his car. And when the attempt fails, this person or whatever was outside shatters his window in a new attempt to get into his van.
Hey!
However, when Brandon shows his presence and shouts out loud, he manages to scare whoever or whatever was outside. Needless to say, Brandon was left in complete shock, so he gets the heck out of there as fast as possible. After being posted, the video amassed thousands of views and hundreds of comments, and most people agree that Jaywick is not a good place to visit, mainly at night. After doing some research, I found out that Jaywick isn't just a dangerous place at night. There are places in the woods, for example, that locals will avoid at all costs. From an old building that was used as a prison for witches back in the 1500s, to the mysterious disappearance of Danielle Jones, there are several strange and bizarre things that happen in Essex County that makes it a really dangerous and eerie place to visit. So whatever it is that goes down in Jaywick, I'm pretty sure that this is not a good spot for camping at night. And luckily for Brandon, he arrived home safely and only had to deal with a broken window and the scare of his life.
As you can see, I didn't film a huge amount towards the end. I wasn't in a good mind space. After cleaning a little bit of broken glass from my driver's seat and the dashboard, I made the long journey back home. Got there just before sunrise. Not a pleasant drive, say.
But I want to know your thoughts. Have you ever been stealth camping? What do you think about it? And would you have done something differently in Brandon's situation? When going on a road trip with long hours of driving, it's quite common to have to stop for the night at certain campsites. And when doing so, it's quite common to hear certain noises coming from the forest. For instance, birds chirping, trees snapping, that sort of thing. But sometimes you'll hear the most unexplained and creepy noises, and when it sounds like it's getting closer, this is when you lose your sleep and things can get wild. And this is exactly what happens in this next video posted by Exploring the Unknown YouTube channel.
What's going on, guys? We are back in Michigan. We're going to be doing some camping in the backwoods.
Well, we are currently doing some off-roading.
After setting up camp in a remote area somewhere in Michigan, Exploring the Unknown goes about a really regular routine. Hiking, having dinner, and then going to sleep at about 12:30 in the morning. And up until then, everything seemed just fine. This is until around 4 a.m. when they start hearing what sounds like footsteps and yelping. Now keep in mind that in the very beginning of the video, he makes it quite clear that there are no other campers nearby. And this is what happens.
I keep hearing something in the woods right behind the campsite walking around.
The yelping is coming from this direction.
Are you still hearing the footsteps? Because I'm not.
Yeah.
At this point, Exploring the Unknown and his girlfriend start feeling as if they're being watched. When they go over to their car, they find this massive scratch on the side, and this is when things take a really strange turn. Check this out.
Is this you?
No, I promise.
I don't think it was a branch.
I kind of think it was, because it lines up with the branch.
What the? Hello?
That have to be another camper?
It's 4 in the morning. Who's gonna be up?
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's weird.
Did you hear that? What sounds like some sort of vocalization can be clearly heard in the background, and whatever this thing is, it's possibly something big, be it a human being or something else entirely. Not only that, the woods went full silent. And this is not a good sign. So Exploring the Unknown and his girlfriend decide to get out of there as fast as possible, and this is what happens next.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Not that. I don't know. I'll maybe go a little bit faster if you can.
After hearing strange sounds and footsteps nearby, they begin to freak out, so they go over to their car to pack things up as fast as possible, and this is when they hear what sounds like a vehicle approaching.
I don't know.
Needless to say, at this point, they were completely creeped out and a bit disoriented. They had absolutely no idea what was going on. One thing they were sure, though, there was something out there, and it was possibly watching them. After being posted, the video amassed thousands of views and hundreds of comments, and it seems that most internet users agree that there's a moment in the video where we can see what looks like eyeshine in the darkness. Not only that, some suggest that whatever it was doing these vocalizations, it could have been Bigfoot or Sasquatch or something like that. But I'm not too sure. What I do know, however, is that it was really smart of them to get out of there as fast as possible. But when it comes to strange noises in the woods, it doesn't stop there. On July 8th, 2012, a YouTube channel by the name of Big Toe Time was near Clipper Mills, California, when all of a sudden his truck broke down near a lake. So he was forced to spend the night on the side of the road. And up until then, everything was just fine. This is until around 10 p.m. when all of a sudden they start hearing these bizarre screams coming from the woods. And this is what he caught on camera.
That's no dog. They're talking. They're just communicating. What the f*** is that?
He's hearing a little.
Jesse, you want to go to the cab with me?
Getting scared, Mama?
A little nervous. Yeah.
Bears don't do that.
Whatever it is that Big Toe Time and his wife are hearing out in the woods, it definitely does not sound like bears. It sounds like something else entirely. Not only that, both of his dogs seem completely terrified by it.
Peanut, what is that?
He's hearing a little.
At certain moments, it seems as if we can hear more than just one type of howling in the woods. After being posted to YouTube, there were several internet users stating that this is possibly one of the best videos out there of what's supposed to be a Bigfoot vocalization, but I'm not too sure. But when it comes to the creepiest and most bizarre encounters during road trips, there's more.
But, you know, if you need a shower or something.
Do you need anything?
No.
Okay.
A YouTube channel by the name of Alyssa Vanilla has been doing videos focused on road trips, and she's been traveling all alone with her van for quite a while now, and it was while traveling to the desert somewhere in Arizona on October 2022 that she found herself in one of the creepiest and most bizarre situations ever.
I am currently camping in the desert outside of Tucson on some BLM land.
Alyssa was just about to do her laundry inside her car, so she left the camera rolling for B-roll footage. This is when all of a sudden, a man arrives on an RTV and starts asking too many questions. At first, the man seems very polite, but then he starts making too many questions. Questions that may actually show some sort of sinister intention. Check this out.
Is this what you do for a living? Do you like travel around or what?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah?
Yep.
So how long have you been doing this for?
I've been in the van for like almost a year.
So you've been a nomad for a while?
Yeah.
So if you do stay, I'll see you again, but that's all I'm doing.
Right.
Just, not, not,
Okay, well, and what is your name?
Johnny. If you need water, I have a hose outside that runs all the time. They're willing to actually come in and use the shower a couple times a week.
I'm not home.
You're welcome to, you know, buy.
Now, this is the moment where Alyssa starts kind of freaking out. She's pretty sure that the man has other types of intentions. But at the same time, it could just be that he's being polite in his own way. Needless to say, this is the point where Alyssa starts thinking about getting out of there as fast as possible. But because she had to wait for her clothes to dry up, she stayed there for the next 30 minutes. However, she had set up a camera on the other direction, kind of hidden from him, just in case he came back. And this is exactly what happened. Check this out.
Hey.
Hi.
So, you have a guy
on
the mountain up there that is watching you with binoculars.
Okay, well, that's unnerving. Well, I guess I won't be staying.
Well, it's not that you can't stay. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
The other side of the mountain is safer.
The man starts somehow trying to convince her to get out of there and go to the other side of the mountain, where I bet is where he lives. Now very creeped out, Alyssa tries to deal with the situation in a very calm manner, but the man continues there trying to convince her to go over to the other side of the mountain, and this is what happens next.
I'm in an older Dodge pickup. And he told me he comes out here and offers water. To people. But I would stay away from him. Honestly, I'd move to the other side.
There's somebody watching me then. Obviously, I don't think I should stay out here at all.
Well, that's fine. That's your choice too.
Yeah.
At this point, you can hear the fear in Alyssa's voice. But she breaks eye contact with him for a couple of minutes while she folds her laundry to get out of there as fast as possible. And this is when the man starts showing somewhat of a disturbing body language. Now keep in mind that he doesn't know that he's being recorded.
Well, at least I got to put my laundry away. It's always easier to do housekeeping out in the open rather than in the city somewhere. So just finishing up my laundry and then I'll probably have to leave, but that's okay. Do you need anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
Did you see that? Whatever's going on here, it seems that most internet users agree that his body language is somewhat disturbing and may show signs of some sort of sinister intention. Luckily for Alyssa, she was able to get out of there safe and sound, but there were several internet users pointing out disturbing facts about this video. SizIggy77 says, I'm sure you realize this, but when that creep was asking you about how long you've been living in the van and such, he was getting info on whether or not you would be a target that won't be missed or immediately noticed as missing. Another internet user says, the way he was caressing his steering wheel tells you everything you need to know, glad you're safe. So whatever's going on here, I guess that this is a really good lesson for the people that want to go on road trips or van camping. But I want to know your take. Would you have handled this situation differently? And what do you think about the bizarre sounds in the woods? Could it actually be Bigfoot or something else entirely? Well, this is it for now, but we do have more videos. Don't forget to check them out. And don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. And if you want to see your videos or stories featured on the channel, send me an email, thatimpossiblechannel@gmail.com, and I'll see you guys again.